Hello, it is Friday, January 27th, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan. Knowing Him as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 18, 1 through 6, 1 Chronicles 25, 1 through 31, Acts 16, 16 through 29. We're going to start today with Psalm 18, 1 through 6. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From His temple, He heard my voice, and my cry in Him reaches His ears. 1 Chronicles 25, 1 through 31. David and the chief of the service also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Judathan, who prophesied with lyres, with harps, and with cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of their duties was of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethanai, and Asherelah. Sons of Asaph, under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king of Judathan, the sons of Judathan, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshaiah, the direction of their father Judathan, who prophesied with the lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord, of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukai, Mattah, Anai, Uziel, Shabul, and Jeremoth, Hanani, Hananin, Eliathan, Gedalti, and Ramati Ezer, Joshbek Asha, Malathai, Hatir, Maziath. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him. For God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Judathan, and Heman were under the order of the king. The number of them, along with their brothers who were trained in singing to the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike. The first lot fell for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons, 12. The third to Zakur, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth to Izrai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth to Bukai, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh to Jeshurullah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The tenth to Shemei, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashabai, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 13th, Shabel, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 14th, Mattathai, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 16th, to Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 17th, to Joshbekashah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 19th, to Molothai, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 20th, to Eliathah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 21st, to Hatir, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 22nd, to Gittah, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 23rd, to Mahazioth, his sons and his brothers, 12, to the 24th, to Ramati Azir, his sons and his brothers, 12. Acts 16:16 through 29. As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bounds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.